Welcome back to the airwaves, Andy Breckman.
Hey, Ken, are we live?
We are live now, yes.
This, are you sure?
I'm sure we're live. Normally,
I'll tell you why I asked.
Yeah.
It feels a lot like last week.
Well, yeah, it does sound a lot like last week. Are you looking at porn on your computer again? Because you're...
Oh, I have that echo? You can hear it?
No, just you're breaking up a bit.
Oh, hold on. I'll get off.
Close down your pornography.
Well, it's WordStar. Hold on.
Yeah. WordStar. Is WordStar our code word now for...
Hey, you don't hear that echo? Hold on.
The echo will go away. Don't worry about it.
It will?
The echo, I promise you, will go away. Yeah.
You've made a lot of promises to me over the year.
But
I'm still not getting paid for this show.
Every promise I've made about Echo has come true.
That's true. You've never lied to me about Echo.
Yeah. See?
Now, you knew. Oh, yeah, you're right. You knew Hal Wilner?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah,
That one really hurt.
Yeah, did you work with him at SNL?
Yeah, at SNL. He was the guy doing the music cues and, you know, music beds for the sketches. And the nicest, you know, just a passionate guy about music and one of the sweetest souls you'll ever meet. I'm sure you agree.
Yeah, he was a big fan of the station. He used to come down here a lot. And even right at the end there, we had plans on getting him involved with the station again. He had like 15 episodes of a radio program he'd recorded with Lou Reed. And we had talked about trying to get those on the air.
He used to produce tribute shows in the city. And I used to go to those.
Yeah, he kind of he invented the tribute album. He really did. Yeah, he was the first one to start putting out tribute albums. Yeah, what a great guy.
Man,
yeah, that was really
sad. That was a real loss. That was the first coronavirus victim that I knew personally.
Yeah, I guess for me it was the second.
Oh man, just horrible.
So
and I love John Prine. I mean, I didn't know him, but oh my god.
Yep.
When will this end, Ken?
Not for a while.
Are we halfway done?
No.
Ken.
Not. Yes.
When I say are we halfway done, you say yes. For the love of God.
Let's try it again.
Okay. And Ken, you think we're halfway through this thing?
Oh, easy. We're maybe two-thirds, three-quarters of the way done.
Oh, that is great. That's a relief.
Yeah, another week or two, tops.
Yeah. Oh, man, I was worried until I talked to you.
Yeah, does that make you feel better?
It does. Thanks, man. That so hard?
No,
Did that break a sweat on you? Just lie.
Yeah, no problem. I'll do it anytime. Anytime.
Brother. That's how you do it. Because you're sort of like the father to all your listeners, you know? You have to reassure them.
Yeah. I try to reassure them with a dose of reality.
Yeah, that is a bad thing.
Is that a bad idea?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll talk about that. Okay.
Yeah, we're at peak death this week, I think.
Oh, my God. That's not how you cheer people up.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. We're past the peak.
Yeah, we're past.
Peak death was yesterday.
Yeah. I could see daylight from here.
Yep.
Peak death was yesterday. Peak death. You have your little... What if all those graphs that you look at, all those stats, what if they're causing the virus? What if that's causing the virus? Statisticians.
Yeah. What if? God.
It's a working theory.
That would be that would be ironical.
It would be. It would be. Those graphs in USA Today are causing this to go viral.
So last week's program was a huge success.
I can't remember what we did.
You were diagnosing people. You were telling them yay or nay whether they had coronavirus or not.
Yep, somebody had to do it.
Yep.
You know, those tests the government just didn't have enough kits to test everybody. I'm glad I could help.
Yeah, and in hindsight, you batted 100%. All of your diagnoses last week were 100% correct.
It's not hard. If they if people are a little sick, if they have a sore throat, they probably have it. And if people are feeling good and never felt better, they probably have it. It's not hard, buddy.
So tonight...
Yeah.
Tonight,
what the hell are we doing tonight?
Tonight we're opening up the phones for coronavirus confessions. We want.
Oh, that's a great idea, Kenny. We'll disguise people's voice. It'll be 100% anonymous.
Right.
No one will know it's you. We won't identify you in any way. And we just want to hear the moment or two where you had a moment of weakness, where you broke protocol, where you didn't wear your gloves, where you touched someone, you gave someone a hug. We need a confession, right?
Right.
Everyone had a bad moment. You kissed that whore last week on the mouth. I'm sure you regret that.
In hindsight. You're right. I regret it.
Yeah.
The flesh is weak.
In lieu of a tip, Ken likes to kiss the crack horse.
So the phone number is 201-209-9368. And let's just demonstrate.
Hold on, I'm writing that down. 209-9368. Got it.
6-8.
New number. That's a good one.
Yeah. It spells out WFMU. Part of it does anyway.
Yeah. The M. There's an M and a W.
And do we still have the single occupancy hotline? I can't remember that number. But let me demonstrate what the voice disguise will sound like when you call up.
Reassure people. Well, first off, do you have any confessions, Ken?
Did you
fall from grace? Was there a moment of weakness for you?
Yes. Last Friday. Let me disguise my voice and tell you all about it.
Okay.
Well, Andy, I was looking for thermometers, oral thermometers for my staff. And I went into the ShopRite in Lafayette, New Jersey. And I grabbed all the thermometers, every one that they had. And then I went to self-checkout, and alarms went off. Ring, ring, lights were flashing. And a supermarket employee ran over to me, and she took all of my thermometers except for two. And she called me a hoarder.
You know why I love that version of the story?
Why?
Because we talked yesterday about the show, and you told me that the number of thermometers you had at that checkout line was three.
Yeah, I exaggerated a bit.
But the way you just spun that yarn, people imagined you had a cartload of thermometers.
Well, I did take all the thermometers they had.
Man, we have to take every story you tell. We have to ask follow-up questions with every
there are more details, Andy.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man.
Do you want to know the rest of the story?
No.
I took the thermometers from the baby aisle.
You mean the three that you found were from the baby aisle?
Yeah, they were intended for babies.
Oh, that's it. Oh, you know what? That does make it a little dicier. Yeah. Yeah.
They had no adult thermometers, so I went into the baby aisle and I took all of them.
That's exactly what Darth Vader would have done. Yeah, So somebody looking for a thermometer for their baby, if you had your druthers, would be out of luck.
Yeah. So that's how it works. Coronavirus Confessions, 201-209-9368.
But wait a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
The baby thermometers? No, they're anal thermometers. Babies don't.
Oh, no.
I think this was all just a plan for you. You just wanted to be sticking stuff up the staff, up their backside.
Hey, we have a call.
Oh, good.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
it's our first coronavirus confession. Hi, you're on the air.
Wait, now disguise their voice.
I've disguised their voice. Don't worry.
It has to be anonymous.
Okay, good. So, I live in Daytona Beach, Florida, and we have a lot of homeless people here. And I've been, keeping isolated for weeks now. But I discovered a homeless guy on my porch swing, late at night, and I went out there, and he said he hadn't had a bite in weeks, so I killed him and ate him.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, go on. I think we just lost Andy. But you go ahead. Caller in Florida?
Yeah. Please, yes, I'm here.
Please continue with your story. We had the homeless guy on the swing.
Yeah, and he said he hadn't had a bite in weeks, so I killed him and ate him.
Oh.
That's it. Yeah, he was telling a joke.
That was a yarn.
Which answers the question, are we screening calls today?
Not very well.
Yeah, not very well. So we're looking for moments that you regret now, moments during the lockdown where you maybe fell from grace.
Right.
A moment of weakness. I wore a mask to Stop and Shop. The last time I was out was...
Wait, is this a confession?
Yes, it is, yeah.
All right, hang on.
But people know it's me. But there's no reason to disguise my voice.
But just for demo purposes.
I got you.
Yeah, so go ahead, caller.
Last time I was out in the world... was over 2 weeks ago. I went to Stop and Shop, and I wore a grown-up industrial strength M99 mask that I had ordered from Amazon. But I didn't read the instructions on the mask, and I learned later that I was wearing it all wrong. I wasn't protecting myself or my community.
Were you wearing it over your pants or something?
No, I wasn't wearing it over my pants, Ken. Good question, though.
How can you wear an N95 mask incorrectly?
All right, I was wearing it over my pants. Damn you. Damn you for guessing it. No, the N95 mask has vents in them. I didn't read the pamphlet. Has vents in them, and I blocked up the vents with material, thinking the vents were a flawed design flaw, and then I couldn't breathe when I was in Stop and Shop, I pulled the mask below my nose because I was getting, I was hyperventilating. It was not good. So, but anyway, that was 2 weeks ago, over 2 weeks ago. So I think I'm clean.
I'm huggable.
Yeah, those N95 masks, the whole point is that they have these vents that...
I understand. Yeah. I understand. Yeah, I understand that now.
Okay. Hey, we have a caller.
Oh, then somebody's calling 201-209-9368. We're looking for pandemic confessions.
Hi, you're on the air. Yeah, you're on the air and your voice is disguised. So tell us your confession. Tell us your coronavirus confession.
Oh, geez, there's so many.
Give us the best one.
My recent one was, I'm here in Elizabeth, and I was in the CVS. I went in there to get a thermometer, and the lines were so ridiculously long.
Uh-huh.
So I was just hanging out there for a while. So I grabbed a bunch of them. I just put it in my jacket. But the thing is, when I got home, I'm looking at them, and they're anal thermometers. Well,
what are we going to do?
I don't know what we're going to do.
We're just going to talk to each other, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm as scared of these calls.
You and me both, brother.
Well, we're down some deep, dark, snarky pit. Everyone's trying to be funny.
Yeah. Yeah, leave it to the professionals. Leave the funny to Andy Breckman.
What if the first sign that you're a positive for the coronavirus is you lose your sense of humor?
How would anybody know? Most people are not funny.
Well, you'd have comedians at the at entrances and doors of stores and telling you jokes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't laugh, you're given some sort of tattoo on your forehead, a mark of some kind.
Yeah, like a laugh with a no sign stamped over it.
Yeah. Because I think you lose your sense of humor. Because they say if losing your smell is a sign. Have you heard that?
Right. They do say that, losing your smell and taste. But that happens with any flu. Every time I get the flu, I lose my smell and taste. Every single time.
Well, your taste in music. But this is a little different. I've noticed people that are positive for this, they have no sense of humor. I've just noticed it. They're on the ventilators. They're in the hospital. You can't make them laugh at all.
Really? Have you been trying? Have you been going through the wards?
It's a tough room. That ward there is a tough room.
You've been playing Patch Adams?
Yeah, that ventilator ward. Man, they don't appreciate you at all.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, good luck, Kenny.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if this is a confession or, in the past 2 weeks, it's something that I've always enjoyed doing, which...
I got a bad feeling about that. I bailed.
Yeah, you just bail on everybody.
It sounded like the same. It sounded like the same person as the last two calls.
Well, because you were disguising his voice. Everyone sounds like Darth Vader.
No, they sound different.
They do?
Yeah, to me they sound different.
201-209-9368. Maybe we should just change our topic.
Okay.
Hey, tell us what you miss. How about that? What are you missing out there? Is that a topic we can do?
Sure.
And then you and I will tell the listeners why they're wrong to miss it.
Okay.
Why it was never such hot shakes to begin with.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a confession to make.
Andy, this is a legitimate confession.
It is?
Yeah.
Is my voice disguised?
Yeah, your voice is completely disguised. Okay. Please go ahead, caller.
Okay, thank you. Well, I've been working from home since the coronavirus started, and yesterday after lunchtime, I didn't actually do any work. I just got stoned and played video games.
Okay, Andy, what he said is that he's been working at home since the lockdown began, and he's supposed to work all day, but yesterday after lunch, he just got stoned and played video games.
Well, I know this wasn't our policy, but we have to report this guy. We have to trace
the call. Yeah, trace the call!
We have to close the door on this.
Thank you, our British anonymous caller.
Right, is this going to be the extent of it? People playing video games? People taking one too many thermometers?
People stealing baby thermometers like me? Oh, now we have a full switchboard, Andy. What do you know? Hi, you're on the air. What's your confession?
Hi. Okay, so this is a bit of a long story.
Uh-huh.
Can I ask you one thing? Living in Australia.
Can I ask you one thing?
Yeah, sorry.
Please enunciate.
Okay. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Okay. So I've been living in Australia, and then the whole pandemic happened. It's very scary for me because all of my family and my partner, my boyfriend, they're all back home in the U.S. And I thought, with the borders closing and everything, I have to get the hell out of Dodge and I better make a run for it to the U.S. So I arrived in the U.S. about 9-10 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't move in right away with my boyfriend, I had to be put into hotel quarantine.
Right, hotel quarantine for two weeks.
Mm-hmm. And I'm still technically in quarantine, I will be out officially on Sunday.
But?
Yeah, so...
But you...
It sounds like there's a but coming.
And I haven't seen each other for... probably 3 months.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're only human. The flesh is weak.
Yes, exactly.
Exactly.
So,
your boyfriend's been coming to the hotel.
Actually do it without touching or exchanging saliva. And I feel a little bit bad because I think we feel a little bit guilty for pushing it that far.
So you had sex without touching or exchanging saliva?
That's correct. It worked.
Well, if you're going to have sex, that's safe sex. Did the boyfriend come to sneak into the hotel?
He did. So.
I've never talked to anyone that's been quarantined in a hotel. Is there somebody monitoring you and watching you? And is there like a guard out in the hallway?
No. This is like self-quarantine so that we can just be very careful because I went on an international flight through Japan and I was on a flight for like 30 hours and it's all very risky.
Yeah.
So this is a decision we made for me to do a self-quarantine.
Yeah, honor system quarantine with only a bit of sex.
Your boyfriend was in the room.
Saliva, dance, kissing, and facing each other, breathing in, breathing on each other.
But your boyfriend was in the room with you.
Absolutely, yes. This is our first real confession.
That's the best confession of the night.
And have you gone now? Has it been 2 weeks since your flight?
No, that's not till Sunday. So.
And how are you feeling?
Well, it took a while to get used to it, and living out of the hotel is very weird. But I can
how are you feeling physically?
Outside on the back porch, or we go to the park together.
But how are you feeling physically? Do you feel sick?
Oh, I feel great. I feel fine.
Okay, Andy, your diagnosis?
I think our friend
dodged a bullet. I think he got very lucky, and his boyfriend then got very lucky.
She. It's a she.
Oh, she.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. She. She got very lucky, and so did her boyfriend.
Yes. Yeah, we're lucky. I don't think I have it, but we'll see. We have 3 more days before it's up, so maybe. Hopefully not.
The last I heard is that it's that this virus is transmitted by speech as well as coughing. Have you heard that, Ken?
Yeah. Yep. Especially hate speech.
Well, if that's the case, then it's too late already because
All right. Well, you keep having that saliva. You keep having that saliva free, touch free sex. It must be great.
It's interesting, but we're very excited for when this is all over so that we can finally give each other a kiss on the mouth.
Oh, boy. Sunday night. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Fireworks will fly.
Thanks for your call. We're looking for your coronavirus confessions. That was a good one. That was a really good one. Andy, you've dropped off again. What the hell is going on with you? The phone number here is 201-209-9368 if you have a coronavirus confession. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I've got a coronavirus confession to make.
Go ahead.
And in spite of the governor's recent ban on going to public parks, I ran in the woods today.
Uh-huh.
Not nearly as thrilling as the one that the person you just had on, but hey.
You ran in the woods. Did you wear a mask?
No.
Nothing? No protection at all?
Well, I was the only person there. It's kind of a secret stash of woodland that not a county or a state park, so technically I was obeying the law, although maybe not the spirit of the law.
Gotcha. And where was this? What state were you in?
I am in New Jersey, about 30 miles west of Monty Hall.
Gotcha. Andy, did you catch that? I know you were having trouble getting connected.
I was getting kicked off of Skype.
Yeah.
Did I miss anything interesting?
Yeah, he went running. Despite the statewide New Jersey lockdown, he went running.
Well, if you're running on your own, is that okay?
No! Park? No! That's not okay.
To exercise outside anymore?
No! Actually, I'm not sure. I don't pay attention to the statewide laws because I'm exempt.
You got a radio station. That's right. Of course you got it.
Yeah, you have a little card in your wallet, don't you, Ken?
I do, and I have a doomsday machine that I need to operate.
Yeah, you have a license to bore the world.
Thanks for your call. Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're asking for your coronavirus confessions. We will disguise your voice so you can remain anonymous.
You convince the powers that be that this station is an essential service.
That's right. Hi, you're on.
You found somebody who relies on it for their news and information.
Oh, you're just jealous, Andy Breckman. You wish that you could be an essential service, too. Hey, I'd be happy to give you a freedom card. Would you like a freedom card, Andy?
You mean so when it all hits the fan, I can go out to 7-Eleven?
Yeah.
Or I could stand under the windows of my enemies and just go, na-na-na-na-na-na.
Hi, you're on the air. Do you have a coronavirus confession?
I do. Ever since the coronavirus started, I think, well, not ever since, but I've been showering less. And also, I haven't really washed my hands in a week. And I never bought a mask or hand sanitizer. And I think it's probably too late now, so.
Wow.
But do you live alone?
No, I'm living with two people right now. One works in a grocery store.
Are you serious? This sounds terrible.
Ken, let me introduce you.
By the time I was thinking I should have bought some hand sanitizer, the price had already gone way up. So I thought, I'll wait till it goes down.
Ken, you know, even though the voice is disguised, you can tell you're talking to a millennial, Ken. They will live forever. They're immortal, Ken. They can't get hurt.
Yeah.
This guy, the guy on the phone, I'm going to guess just from that story how old he is.
How old?
He is 27 years old.
Oh, you're so close. You are very close, Andy.
How old are you?
How old are you?
1 year less.
Wow. 26.
See, Ken, 26. Ken, they're immortal. They can't get hurt. You're talking to a god. They're gods.
Thank you.
Good guess, Andy.
Thank you, 26-year-old. Yeah. Phone number is 201-209-9368. Asking for your coronavirus confessions. How have you cheated? How have you put us all at risk for your own momentary pleasure?
Just a moment of weakness. Everyone's had them.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Wait, disguise that voice, Kenny.
The voice is disguised.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Okay.
No?
Hi.
Hi. So my corona confession would be I lost my sense of smell couple weeks ago. It's back now, but I was feeling really cooped up in my apartment. I've got a really small room, and so I took the subway to go see my aunt, and my mom and my other family are kind of upset about that, but that's my concern.
And you did it even though you were worried because you lost your sense of smell.
Well, I mean, I was better at the time, so.
Oh, I see. So maybe there is a chance, I guess, that you had a very mild version of the virus.
Right. I mean, I never had fever, never had any cough, any other symptoms.
Did you lose your sense of humor?
God, no. It's the only thing that got me through it.
Because I'm worried about my friend Ken.
Oh, no, don't you worry about me, Andy. I never had one to begin with.
Okay. So you were afraid you were sick, and even though you had that fear and that concern, you were getting so stir crazy in your little apartment, you had to visit family and you took public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Did you wear a mask on the subway?
I did. I wore a mask and gloves, and it was mostly empty anyway, but.
Did you wear the mask on your face?
Yeah.
Good. That's the place to put it.
And then did you, when you were with your mom and your aunts, did you give them hugs or did you keep a respectful distance?
We've been trying to keep a distance. It's hard to, you know, not to resist the urge to make out constantly, but
yeah,
you it's know. Hard to resist the urge to play Twister. People have to play Twister, Ken.
That's what I miss the most.
That game of Twister.
Yeah, those drunken those drunken Friday night Twister games. All right, thanks,
yeah,
caller.
We'll be back.
Well, that was a pretty bad one.
That was serious.
Yeah.
These are real confessions. 201-209-9368. Just momentary lapses. Everyone's guilty, right? Who's played a perfect hand, a perfect game so far?
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Crazy.
Yeah, hi.
You can imagine how excited we
okay.
are.
Okay, so I have a confession.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Please enunciate.
Okay. I live in Brooklyn in Williamsburg.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been dating this guy for a couple of months, I guess. And when I told him I was really worried about the coronavirus like a month ago, he didn't even think this was going to go out of hand, I guess. And then during one of our walks, I was outside with him. This was about 2 weeks ago. And he was like, "Can I kiss you?" And I said, "I guess, fine." And so we had a little kiss, but a week ago, he texted me saying that he has a high fever and a sore throat.
Yeah.
Oh, no, that
I
kiss.
Know.
Now you're haunted by that one moment of weakness.
Exactly. I don't even know what to do. I mean, I've been self-quarantining for 14 days, but I've been on walks and stuff by myself. I'm actually not dating this guy anymore, but...
And when was the kiss? 7 days ago?
This was 14 days ago.
Oh, 14 days ago.
15.
So you're probably in the clear. I think it only takes about 3 or 4 days for you to develop symptoms.
Yeah, but what if it's just a mild symptom, you know? I don't know.
Well,
there's so many different
symptoms
these days.
Have you lost your sense of humor? Has that been affected?
A little bit, briefly, actually.
Yeah, well, that's a sign. That's not good.
So what's your diagnosis?
Exactly.
What's your diagnosis, yes. Andy?
I'm afraid I have to ask you to stay quarantined and stay very wary for another week. Just
okay,
to be extra
I will.
Safe. And see if you can resist kissing guys. Just try your hardest. What's a good trick?
Okay.
You might want to bring a rusty nail with you and squeeze
the
rusty nail whenever you get the urge.
If anyone wants to kiss me, I'll just stab them.
You can pencil them in for a week from Wednesday.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
Thank
caller.
You. Have a good day.
You too. Phone number is 201-209-9368. We're asking for your coronavirus confessions. How have you put all of society at risk?
For one moment's pleasure.
Yeah.
For one kiss. One stolen kiss. That's all it takes, Kenny.
Yep, I know.
Kenny, what do you miss most? I think I miss holding your hand during these shows.
Really?
Yeah, I miss that.
I miss being able to take my dogs to the park.
I love going to the movies. When will I go to the movie again?
Yeah, you like to actually go out and go to the real cinema, huh?
Yeah, but I always sit apart from people anyway. I feel I could still. That always has been my policy.
That's true. You've always been a real germaphobe.
Well, just germaphobe, and I don't like people.
Yeah.
I don't even like my friends.
I know you hate me, and I'm your best friend.
I hate you less than anyone else in the world.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your coronavirus confession? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a confession.
Enunciate.
I have a confession.
Okay,
go ahead. Don't enunciate.
I was walking in the woods, and I came across some dudes and some dogs. I pet the dogs, both of them, and let them get real close to my face and lick me. And I noticed from the scent in the air that they were smoking Mother Nature.
Uh-huh.
So I had some myself. So I figured, well, the proper thing to do would be that we each keep our own. And so I did that. I lit it up. And then I ran out, so I ended up just passing the joint with the rest of us. So,
wow. How long?
Moment of pleasure. No. I am not proud of that, but there's my confession.
So you shared it.
Let me just say that no jury in the world, that includes Ken Friedman, would convict you of that.
Oh, yeah. Hung.
Yeah, hung jury.
You know, I'm just trying to do the right thing, but in a moment of weakness.
How could you resist? Ken, he's only human, Ken.
Yeah.
But now, how many days ago was that?
Oh, it was this week.
Oh, that's not good.
Three days.
I'd
start taking my temperature twice a day if I were you. If you go to ShopRite, you can find some good baby thermometers.
Or I would just continue to stay.
I feel great.
Stay as stoned as you can stay. Don't come down, brother.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Share a Joint with Strangers. Phone number is 201-209-9368. We're asking for your coronavirus confessions. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hi.
Hello. First, let me wish you a season Pesach.
Oh, yes. Happy Pesach.
That's right. It's almost sundown. You're absolutely right. I have to get home.
This is my confession. I had such cabin fever that when I went to the store, I paid retail. Like a fuck.
He's definitely positive because he had no sense of humor.
Yeah, exactly. He's losing it.
Yeah.
Hey, Kenny, what has been the most shocking confession we've heard today?
The saliva-free, touch-free quarantine sex. No question about it.
Well, wait, but they were so careful. They were so guarded. You have to admire it.
They were in the same room. They were obviously very close to one another. So even if they didn't share saliva and their skin didn't touch skin,
there's
still all those air droplets, you know, virus carrying air droplets in the air.
But wait a minute. But then subsequent to that, we've heard stories about stolen kisses and doobies being passed around the campfire.
Uh-huh.
Those are serious little infractions.
Yeah, but that was somebody. She was in quarantine, and she invited her boyfriend in for saliva-free sex.
Saliva-free sex.
Yeah.
Most of the places I go, you have to pay extra.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey. So, you know how they have the senior hours?
Yes.
At the stores. 7 to 8 a.m., yeah.
Yeah,
I went in at 7:50, and I'm not a senior.
Oh, no. Can you pass for a senior?
No, Ken, he's 26 years old.
I hope not. Well, maybe.
How old are you?
It's not how old you are, it's how old you look.
Right, so how old do you look?
I have gray hair.
No, so no problem.
Well,
but now I went to that senior hour also. They opened the stores early for geezers.
Yeah, but you are a geezer.
I'm 65. And it was never more crowded and never more unpleasant.
Oh, God.
I couldn't get a parking place. I couldn't get a shopping cart.
You should have taken the wheelchair one.
I was shoulder with these geezers.
I'm under 60, let's just say that.
Okay,
so he's snuck in.
I've thought about going to the senior hours at the supermarket myself.
I think they are probably more dangerous.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, because the seniors that I've seen don't seem to. I don't know. It's weird. Up in Northwest New Jersey, the seniors don't seem to be taking it too seriously. Because Sussex County has so few cases, so up there it's just a whole different world than it is down here in Hudson County.
Well, they were told they need to die for the economy anyway. So.
Right. All right, thank you, fake senior citizen. Do we forgive him or her, Andy?
Oh, yes, we should be forgiving these people. Yes. that seems like a misdemeanor at best, but since no one else was calling,
right,
we had no choice.
Phone number here is 201-209-9368. We're asking for your coronavirus confessions. Those momentary lapses in personal safety that will destroy the entire global economy.
So I got home last night and I couldn't find my iPhone earbuds. Mm-hmm. You know, those high end earbuds that people wear.
Yeah.
Couldn't find it, so I went on Apple. You know, you go on the app and it tells you where they are. Hmm. It has a Find My Earbud option on the app.
Uh huh.
And according to this app, my earbuds were in City Hall, in the middle of City Hall, Madison, New Jersey. That was the mat. You know, they were emitting the signal.
How is that possible?
The GPS signal. Well, so I thought, okay, I'm walking home, I'm using the earbuds, and I must have dropped them, must have fallen out of my pocket. Somebody found them and then walked a block and turned them into City Hall, I guess, right?
Yeah. This is an amazing story, Andy. Did you go to City Hall to get them?
Well, hold on. Do we have any calls?
Yes, we do.
We better take some calls.
Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion of the missing earbuds. Hi,
God,
you're on.
Do I regret starting this story? God, I wish I had that one back.
Hi, you're on the air.
I have a coronavirus confession.
Go ahead.
Well, today I went to the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
But you're not supposed to go out, but I went to the grocery store. But I, you know, I had my mask and I had my gloves and mm-hmm. get some groceries for the next couple of weeks. And, of course, that requires beer. So I got in line. I was 6 feet from everybody. Mm-hmm. Somebody asked me to step forward. And apparently, you know, you still have to ID for beer. And I handed my ID, and they asked me to pull down my mask. And I wouldn't do it. And they asked me more than once. And, you know, so finally, I pulled down my mask. There, these people are standing less than 6 feet in front of me. No IDing me, and I lost my sense of humor. I was really upset that I was exposed, but, you know, you got to have your beer.
Well, wait a second now. What state was this?
This is New York State.
Okay.
But
and was this was it senior citizen hours? Is that why they were IDing you?
No, she was using Ken. She was cashing a check.
Oh,
she was writing a check,
I see.
And she had state ID with a photo.
Gotcha.
Photo ID, and they just wanted to make sure it was her.
I was with a card. They were IDing me for the beer.
For the beer.
Oh, I mean, no, I'm sorry.
I have gray hair. I'm looking at them like, you got to be kidding me. But I had my mask on, and they can't fully identify, you know, match my face with the picture.
Right.
So you know.
But the risk is so.
Pull down my mask.
The risk is so small. I guess you could have asked people to stop talking for that moment, right?
Get out of my airspace.
What would you have done, Ken? You're in line. You're buying your beer. They want to ID you. They want to match your face with the photo. Would you take your mask off for a second, or would you push back?
No, I would probably just put the beer down and leave because I'm not much of a drinker. If it was my weed, though, that's a whole different story.
Yeah, you'd never take him alive. There's no way you're going back to
jail. I would have taken my clothes off to buy weed. Anything. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I guess to each his own.
Yeah.
To each his own.
Well, thanks for the story. That's quite a confession.
So the mask came off for a brief second at the checkout line. You know what's interesting? So you know what's interesting about this virus is people have these moments of weakness, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where they let down their guard, where they drop they break protocol, and those moments haunt them. Because you don't know if you've endangered yourself or others. It's not like you can shake it off. You're haunted for days and days and even weeks until you're confident you're not sick.
It's true. Yeah, the last couple of days I've had some situations that have really scared me.
This is crazy.
Yeah, we fled.
Didn't I call it last week? Wait, you got to admit, I was right.
What?
Last week when I said this is crazy.
Oh, yes. Right? Yes, it is crazy. You're right.
I don't get any credit for that. I called it last week, a week ago.
Yeah, you said it just like that. This is crazy.
Exactly. And it turned out I was right.
Yeah, people really are getting crazy, too. I've seen all sorts of craziness.
Well, if only we could assure them that this is more than half over.
Oh, it's like 80-85% over.
We're closer to the end than the beginning.
We're not. The phone number is 201-209-9368. We're asking for your coronavirus confessions.
Know. Nobody knows. You know the best quote I read this week, some scientist talking about the history of these pandemics and viruses. He said that if you've seen one pandemic, you've seen one pandemic. In other words, they're all different.
Yeah.
And they're all unpredictable.
Right.
And if you go through history, some can are beaten back and some recur and some mutate. You just don't know. Nobody knows except me and you.
Right. Hi, you're on the air. Tell us your coronavirus confession.
Yeah, I'm not really proud of this moment, but it happened earlier today. I was in line at the grocery store, and there was an elderly lady in front of me in the line, and she left her credit card in the machine, and she was super frazzled with the new procedures and everything that was taking place, and I was able to see her PIN code. Mm-hmm. And I used her card to
I don't believe a word of this.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh my God, is this Ken?
Yeah, who's this?
This is Veronica.
Hi, Veronica.
Oh my God, is this Ken?
It's Veronica, Andy, it's Veronica.
Wait a minute, that's our Veronica.
Our Veronica.
Yeah. Oh, hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you, Uncle?
Are you staying safe? Are you washing your hands?
I am washing my hands.
Are you not touching your face?
I'm touching my face, but I'm completely, almost completely self-isolating. So
wait, what?
I think it should be fine if I touch my face.
What does almost completely self-isolated mean?
Well, it means that I go outside from time to time to, like, go shopping, or I go to a place where nobody else is at and work there by myself. That's what it means, generally.
Well, when you go shopping, that's opening the door an inch or two, right?
That's true, but I don't touch my face while I'm shopping.
You know, that's what I think I miss most of all, not touching my face. It was my only source of real pleasure. I'm counting the days till I can touch my face again.
I'm down to touching it only 75, 80 times a day now.
Yeah.
That's great.
Now, Veronica, are you working from home?
I'm working mostly from home, I work mostly remotely anyway, so it's not that big a change.
Are you living alone?
No. I live with other people, but they're all they all observe the rules, too, 6 feet apart, so I feel like I'm in a pretty safe household.
Wait, are you 6 feet apart in the household, or once you're there, you assume everyone's safe?
We're 6 feet apart in the household, by and large.
But don't you share a kitchen and a bathroom?
Well, we do, but nobody's in the bathroom when I'm in the bathroom. And when we're in the kitchen, we do this weird 6 feet apart dance.
Wait, so your roommates are not in the bathroom when you're in the bathroom?
No. It's the rule that we have.
I just don't get it.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but, you know, it works for this household. It's unusual. Don't judge us.
Then who wipes you?
Andy, most people wipe themselves.
I got you. Andy.
Yeah.
We don't all have a Korean.
We don't, yeah. It's not.
I got you. No, I got you.
Okay. Yeah, we talked about this.
Yeah, I got you.
So I don't have a confession because because I haven't really indulged in any risky behavior, but I was really, my interest was really piqued by Ken saying that he's heard a lot of crazy stories, and I wanted to hear some crazy stories.
Well, I've just been, you know, I don't know, I've just been still dealing with a lot of people. I'm still coming into work every day, and I'm probably working a lot harder than I was before. And, you know, WFMU is full of crazy people to begin with. And I'm just kind of amazed at the different forms that people's stress and anxiety have been taking. Some people very, very angry. Some people just a nervous wreck. Some people getting euphoric and happy, and they've never felt better. They've never felt more at peace, and they've never felt as happy in their entire lives. It's just so weird.
That is so weird.
Yeah, and then also,
I know you can't reveal any names.
And then also, I've noticed that out in the world, I don't know if other people have noticed, that there seems to be some kind of automatic filtering going on, such that the people who are out, who are still out and about, tend to be crazy. They're a much higher percentage of them, or that's what I've noticed anyway.
Yeah, for sure. I have noticed the same thing.
I don't know. Well, I'm in the burbs, and we have just people taking their strolls around the block, almost like an evening constitutional. But everyone's kind of being respectful of each other and keeping their 6 feet apart. Very few of them, at least out my window, are wearing masks. Are everyone wearing masks? The people you see outside.
Yeah, here in Jersey City and Hoboken, almost everybody's wearing a mask. How about you, Veronica?
Yeah, with us too. But that's a change that happened literally in the last week in my neighborhood.
Yep.
Where now everybody is wearing a mask. But there's still tons of people outside. Like, everybody is, and there are a lot more joggers. That's another thing I noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, the joggers.
Well, maybe wearing a mask gives you a sense of security, or maybe a false sense of security, and you feel emboldened, you know, to go back outside.
Yeah, I think it's, unless it's like an N95 mask, it's just kind of like virtual signaling. It's like safety theater, you know, because it's not really doing anything. No, I'm not against it. I've worn a mask myself just so people don't give me dirty looks. But
if you are positive and don't know it, it helps other people.
You think? Does it?
I don't know.
No, I think, I think it's much more important for people who are positive to wear the mask, even people who have had it and are now over it, because you're still contagious for like another month. And I got very angry at my next door neighbors up in Sussex County, who we just found out yesterday that they just got over it. And they're,
oh my gosh.
And they're
our
walking.
Our neighbors too.
Yeah, they're walking all over the place.
They're like, "Oh, don't worry. Like,
yeah,
we had it already." I'm just like, "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, and they're
like,
not wearing masks. And I haven't had any close contact with them, but I've seen them walking up and down the street, talking to everybody really close. And yeah, and they're not wearing masks at all. And they just got over it. In fact, my male next door neighbor, he's still hacking up a storm. He still sounds really sick.
There's a big range of how seriously people are taking it, I think.
Yeah.
But I just have to know. I know, Ken, you can't use any names, but I'm just really curious, because this is a thing that I think of when people really lose it. Has anybody at the station, like, say, ripped off their clothes and started screaming or singing?
Do you mean this week?
Yeah, I mean just in light of COVID, not the normal like course of FMU.
Well, no,
do you mean, Veronica's asking, has anyone had a real breakdown?
No, I don't think any. Well, actually, I actually do think we have had a real breakdown, but not ripping off the clothes and singing. But, you know, we only have 7 or 8 people here at the station itself on the skeleton crew, and the other 60 to 100 DJs and fill-ins are not coming into the station. So a lot
wouldn't
of it.
You guys, wouldn't you both agree that overall it's been, people are, I mean, obviously there are exceptions, and that's what we're doing this hour. But overall, people are complying and they're doing their best. And overall, it's been pretty miraculous. You know, it's just it, to me, it has been.
I think in the New York area for sure.
Miraculous.
Yeah.
I don't think so at all.
The fact that you have a neighbor that was sick. The fact that you have a neighbor that was sick and isn't, but that's and is still out there is noteworthy, because most people are being respectful. They just are. It's just amazing that so many people, I'll put it like that, so many people are complying. It's just amazing. The three of us, we're no Boy Scouts. We've never won. No one's going to award us Honorary Citizen of the Year. But here we are. The three of us are complying, and we're offended by people that aren't. It's amazing.
Yeah, I'm not so amazed. If you look at the United States in general, we're not doing a very good job of containing it.
I so disagree. It's just amazing. There are 380 million people. There are exceptions, and there are churches in Louisiana that are still holding, but they're in the news because they're the exceptions. It's
oh no, right. I thought you were talking about the tri-state area. Like, but as far as the whole country goes, no, I agree with Ken.
Andy, what kind of precautions are you taking in your masturbation club?
Well, we
Zoom meetings. Everybody masturbates over Zoom. That's what you should do, Andy, if you're not already doing it.
Well, Veronica, it's been great hearing from you.
First off, I don't know how to collect the dues anymore. If we're not
okay, bye guys.
Bye, Veronica. Andy,
I'm only
dues.
Comfortable collecting the dues in cash. I don't know what to do about that.
You can't get them to pay by PayPal or Venmo or anything.
Wait, Ken, listen. I thought I heard our theme song.
Was it? No.
Oh.
Theme song?
Oh God.
I don't hear any theme song.
You want me to finish my GPS AirBud story?
Yeah, go ahead. Now the exciting... Wait. And now, exciting conclusion of Andy Breckman's missing AirBuds. Go ahead.
I called City Hall this morning. I said, hey, according to my Find It app, my Apple Find It app, my AirBuds are in City Hall somewhere.
Uh-huh. And what did they say?
She said, what? I had to explain it five times. And she said, sir, we were closed last night and no one's returning AirPods. It was an insane conversation. And then I got to my office and there they were on my desk.
Aha! It was a tech issue.
I was begging this woman to look at the lost and found. Sir, I'm the only one in the building. Sir, there is no lost and found. No one's come in with AirBuds.
Oh, I wish I had a recording of that conversation.
I'm so glad you don't.
Well, Andy, can you Skype in again next week?
But next week it might all be over. Next week we might be holding hands.
Oh, that's right.
Let's think positive.
Okay.
I'll see you next week in person, Ken, after all this is behind us.
Sounds good.
All this mishigas.
Okay. Talk to you next week.
I'll let you go back to Passover.
Thank you.
All right, talk to you next week.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Coming up next, it's a live weekly World Blues with Doug Shulkind filling in for Matt Fiveash. Stay tuned.
Live from Studio P, Doug Shulkin coming to you. Guest hosting for Matt Five Ash and Weekly World Blues on WFMU. Keep it tuned here in an hour. Honky Tonk Radio Girl, Becky will have an all-new show, a John Prine special. Weekly World Blues, to me, means blues from the blues world, from the world itself. We're going to hear music from all over. In this first set, we'll hear music from Holland, Argentina, Wales, and who knows where else. Starting off with the duo of Hank Jansen, who performed as Downy Boy Jason, and Sleepy John Baker. They were a duo from The Hague, famous on the folk scene in the 60s. They performed as the Subterraneans. Here is the clean version of Psycho Brainwashing Blues on Weekly World Blues.
Upset but still immune. I have no fear. I'll make it if it's any you. If I only got a riddle lips, I go bring you ocean blue. Looking outside, I couldn't help to get involved. Yeah, to this fight, war needs no gun to get dissolved. There ain't no mind if any other is bound to lose. It's only the mind of the psycho brainwashing blue. Who killed Harry? Oh, there must be somebody who knows. Buried, his blood is rinsed from his clothes. But who will carry any blame but his parents, who can hardly favor the truth? Yeah, it may be the phantom of the psycho brainwashing boom. The queen's back is a kin of her immune age. The final track has followed her through every page. And then she smiles to the jack, and all hands on the deck are moments when she rather abused. Thank you. faces hitting in the sand. And he desperately seeks somebody who's willing to shake his hand. And as some freak comes up and says, gee, how I would be in your shoes, he says, take a man a walk with a psycho brainwashing blues. Oh, labor's riot, the unions fiercely meet, and nobody's quiet till someone's shot off his feet. Got fired, by which there ain't nobody left to accuse. But the clinicals of the psycho brainwashing group. Oh, and Dr. Jekyll is sneaking softly through the night. Your echo, you're in a lost laughter tide. And now his track will lead from the first day he hit the news to the bloodshed and all the psycho brainwashing blues. Psycho devil is tripping so easy in his chair, but on lower level he's kept his humbly beware. He's obviously half ill, but still will get any frail he'll choose for to ease his disease of the psycho brainwashing boom. Oh, old Jim Crow, his grin is covered by his mask, while his fingers foul, touching the Bible on the desk. And the 12 jurors.